Michael was a caring kid from the vicinity of Detroit. He always knew what to avoid. He always knew where actions lead. He was happy in his yard. He was known in the streets. Then he sold his BB gun, and he is gone from Michigan. From 7 to 11, and 11 then to 7, he lives now in New Haven, enjoying his new heaven. He learned in Yale how not to yell, but he is gone from Michigan. Kelsey grew as a brilliant gal from Portland, Maine vicinity. That northern place on lobster rolls required care and sanity. Ann Arbor was a piece of cake. No polar bears, no killer whales. She fell in love with her honey bun, and now she's gone from Michigan. From 7 to 11, and 11 then to 7, she lives now in New Haven, and she calls that her new heaven. She learned in Yale how to stay on trail, but she is gone from Michigan. What might two doctors enjoy? To pull their patients' legs, to twist their arms, break every bone, or to x-ray each other's heads. His sister and her brother, their fathers and their mothers, they spooked themselves at Instagram. Too late, they're gone from Michigan. From 7 to 11, and 11 then to 7, they're both now in New Haven, sharing life in their new heaven. They can't at Yale dissect frogs and snails. That's why they're gone from Michigan. When two future doctors treat so well each other's souls, in spite of their suburban roots, they can end up at City Hall. Well, it's a deep subject, but we can't see here a controversy. Nothing but a lot of love in the wedding of Michael and Kelsey. That's why we shouldn't worry in this Midwest Northeast side story. Our Michael and Kelsey will be well and healthy. Their happy life has just begun, and they'll be back to Michigan.